You know what? When you do something good and someone else wants to do something good too, job done.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a, but our content is better than, my content is better than yours, better than yours.
She was just in South Africa.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? So, So it was never about that.
Welcome back to another episode of Good Things with myself, Brent Lindekew, the Good Things Guy. Today, I've got my friend Ilana Africa Bredenkamp on the show to chat a little bit about the difference she's making in South Africa on our airwaves, but also with her dedicated website and podcast and information that she's giving parents, not babies. I was going to say you give information to babies, but you really don't.
It's we give information to babies too, because you were a baby too.
But now, right, I'm an adult.
Yeah, so we give information to humans. I actually didn't know what you were going to talk about today, so hearing you do that intro was really wonderful.
You were like, yes, now I know. Well, listen, Ilan, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I was trying to work out in the lead up to you arriving, how long we've been friends for, or just known each other. And I couldn't put a number on that, because I don't actually remember the first time I met you, which is a compliment. There was nothing drastic that happened where I'm like, oh my God, I met Ilana Africa, and I spilt a drink on her. Like, none of that happened. It was just a moment where we connected, and we have been connected for many years, and I absolutely love you, first of all. Whenever we get to be on air together, when I rock up at Jacaranda and I'm like, hey, I'm here to visit, or when we are on an event together, it's always spectacular being around you, because you have this aura, this light that is really, really, really beautiful.
I'll tell you the first time I remember connecting with you. So it's always wonderful that everyone in entertainment kind of knows each other. You know, you follow people online and whatever, TikTok or whatever. I noticed you because my goal in life became something where I wanted to take my talent, use it for good, and help people. And then when I saw this guy, I was still living in Cape Town full time and I just had the babies, and I noticed you. And I noticed you because I was like, look, he's doing it. He's doing it. And you know what? I meant what I said the other day. So I recently had an opportunity to talk about Brent's book. He launched another book together with his team. And I mentioned to you how what you're doing is not just you and your vodcast and all the cool stuff that we get to see. I honestly believe that there's a change in energy in the world when you do what you do and you spread good news, because on the other side, some of us are spreading bad news and lies and we are creating chaos, you know? So you're doing the Lord's work.
That's very kind of you. And Ilana did say that you were so kind as to MC that book launch.
Thank you.
And it was right before we went on stage, because I was like, it's just a coffee table Mm-mm. book. And you said, it's not. That what you do is a game changer when it comes to the world's view. And in reality, it's not me anymore. There is a full team that are doing that. I'm just the guy that gets to play now. That's what I get to do. And today I invited you to Flame Studios, where we record all of these incredible podcasts, vidcasts. What you see here is a small piece of the studio. And what's quite funny is we made Ilana walk, I don't know, 2 kilometers.
You think that's funny? You think that
We made you walk from the parking lot, the underground parking at Conhill.
You actually don't know what happened before that. I mean, I was circling Joburg. I mean, I'm a Cape Townian landing in Gauteng, okay? But I have now seen Hillbrow. It's beautiful. I got street vendors to sell me things. I bought some stuff.
I mean, look at you supporting the economy.
I made so many friends driving here that as I was walking the 3 kilometers to the studio, I saw some of the security guards that I met on the way. And I'm not kidding. And the one said to me, good luck for today. And I was like, thanks so much. So I met a whole lot of people trying to get here, okay? And I'm wearing heels. So I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, I've got a thanks. Pair of tackies that I can give you that you can take afterwards if we're the same
I
size.
I do not want those special tackies. I know the story of your tackies. You are very spoilt.
I'm very spoilt. So just the story, the booker gave me these tackies last year to celebrate green and gold. I know it's yellow, but it was to celebrate green and
a
gold.
A special green and yellow and white pair.
Yeah.
But there's another layer to it. Instead of this show host thanking the booker.
I thanked Nike. I was like, thank you. Thank you so much, Nike. And then I had to put out a second video thanking the booker. So thank you, booker, so much. But listen.
Yeah, yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
So we're at Flame Studios.
Okay.
The studio here was built during sort of the COVID era that they put the studio together. And its main aim is to help the underprivileged community get access to editing equipment, to get their voiceover sort of experience, to get skills. There's a whole studio behind us on that side, massive, where you can record music videos.
Amazing.
And first and foremost, it stands for the underprivileged community so that they can get access to that. And then secondary, to artists in South Africa, should they want to use the space, they can hire it.
So
it's quite a beautiful story.
What is wonderful is even doing that long walk here, long walk to Flame Studios, there's so many spaces that one can actually use for pictures and,
yeah.
And like you said, for music videos. I mean, I'm not shooting a music video anytime soon, but I did think that later I would like my picture outside.
We'll organize
Thank
that.
Thank you.
We'll organize that. Ilana, I've invited you here today because you've got this incredible platform that you created. It's now 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So it started in 2015 when you had your first little one.
So you know what? I don't know how else to position this other than saying that God is faithful. Because there is a bigger picture, universe, God, or whoever you believe in that makes things possible. And yes, Baby Brunch back then, now Parent and Baby Brunch, is 10 years old. And if you've heard me tell the story before, it must become really ordinary to hear.
I've never heard it. And I don't think many of my viewers and listeners have. So
Thank
you have
you.
To retell it.
But it is significant when you realize that what we're doing is not just support for parents and parents-to-be. What we're doing is support for humans. So the other day I said to someone, oh, Parents and Baby Brunch, it's a podcast that I started in order to support parents and parents-to-be. And they said to me, yeah, well, I don't have children. And I said, no, but you're a human. And a lot of the work we do is actually to support people to understand. I think understanding is such a wonderful word for me. You know, when there's bereavement, which we're covering under Parent and Baby Brunch's episodes, you know, how to grieve, what to do when you are in a situation where you need to call paramedics. We did one which was very hard to record, but I really wanted to know the truth. I interviewed an undertaker to hear what happens to my baby when they take the baby, you know, because not all of our babies are born to see the light. Some of them are born to see other light. You know, so it's support for parents. There are other happier episodes where we talk about feeding and transition and checking your prostate to our men. You know, we lend support to parents and parents-to-be and to humans to say this is how you understand your parents better. Because if it wasn't for your mom and your dad, no matter how hard they tried or how you thought maybe they're not significant, they really did a good job raising you and they tried their best. And so we have a whole series that just confirms that.
You know, what you said right there is so powerful. Because we sometimes forget that our parents are just humans.
They are.
And I'm so lucky, I'm so blessed that I've got such a lovely relationship with my mom. But I also understand that my mom has lived a whole life. And she's gone through many things that has made her who she is today. And so there's many lessons to be learned from that maybe she didn't have access to, that you're giving South Africans access to be a little bit better.
It's a huge responsibility, but it's such a wonderful opportunity. You know, driving here, I thought to myself, what will I say to you if you ask me? And I'm so, you know, I don't gossip. And so often I just tell the truth. We have recorded many interviews and some of them we never broadcasted because it was the wrong expert or we thought that the opinion might hurt people. what might harm them, you know? And you know how much work goes into broadcasting and putting things together, or even getting the amount of people that you got here today, you know, to record here at Flame Studio. So it is really, really hard when someone says to you, Ilana, help us. You know, I am having trouble in my marriage and I want you to record a series where you help people in their marriage. And I go, yes, I will. And you go out there and you realize that your expert is perhaps the not so right one for...
Not giving the right advice.
Yeah, or perhaps they wanted to, but they didn't give all of it. So you have to go back and just do it again, and again until you think that you're equipping people in the right way, because that's the responsibility.
My friend, what is one of... Because you mentioned The Undertaker, which was a hard one to record.
Tough.
I can only imagine having to think of that scenario and then deliver it in a digestible way that someone can learn from it. But what has been... And this is like asking me to choose your favorite child. But what has been your favorite over the last 10 years that you look back on and you're like, yes?
So I'll tell you what was not just my favorite... But I will tell you, for people who are business owners who are just starting out any project, any job, any side hustle, what we did. So right at the beginning of Parents and Baby Brunch, when we were unsure of what to do, so it was the side hustle, right? I was breastfeeding and I said to my team, I'm going to launch a podcast in South Africa. And they said to me, go back to the house and go and breastfeed. You know? So first of all, when you have a dream, not everyone believes in your dream. Like, some people will say, you know, once you're smoking your socks, or go home and breastfeed. Like, keep the main thing the main thing. Remember when they used to tell us that?
Yeah. No side hustle for you.
No. So that was the first. And then here's the answer to your question. So you wanted to know my favorite. My favorite was when it was right at the beginning. And I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to go against the wishes of my team and I'm going to go and record this podcast, who will I interview? And so what I did was, in order to support parents and parents-to-be, I interviewed all my friends who had babies. And I think that was the prettiest and the coolest time, because I got to spend time with ordinary people who didn't think they had anything to give. Nothing. They didn't think they had what it takes to be a show host or the good things guy or this amazing team that's putting this together. They were no Constitution Hill when you looked at them. But the minute they opened their mouths, right, you realize that there's a story. And no matter what story you tell, there will always be someone that you can inspire through it. And those were my favorite interviews. We did one on twin moms. Like, I had to have the twin moms. And one of my friends, she was like, yeah, you know what? Hallway sex. And we were like, oh, you can't say that on a podcast, you know? Like, we were like, we don't know about this podcast thing. It's 10 years ago. We're not sure. But those were some of the favorite ones, you know. I brought in one of our, at the time, Janine Bull. Oh, she's fantastic. She was our therapist, and she happens to be blind, but she's raised 4 boys, you know. So we brought her. So it was just, I think that the beginning stages, when no one believed in the project, was actually the most fun, because that's when you rebel and you just show them, you know. Now I have the responsibility and people know I can do it, so I need to up my game. But back then, no one believed. So... yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. When was the turning point when you knew, okay, hold on, this isn't just fun anymore.
Right.
This is now important.
I'll tell you when. So just at the beginning of Parent and Baby Brunch, again, a business story. So I'm sorry that I'm making this about business, but I really want this to appeal to everyone, because we are in business and we are in doing good and we are in changing lives. Or at least that's the business that I'm in, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get paid or not. I want you to feel better when I leave you. And so that's just my mission in life, okay? It changed me when I was paying for the project out of my pockets. And right at the beginning, Parent and Baby Brunch was an event. And I am not an events person.
What do you mean, like an event?
Okay, so Parent and Baby Brunch actually started out as an event. I wanted a day out for moms and moms-to-be. And we put these huge events together with big, big, big goodie bags with 32 products in them. And it was really amazing. And I realized that I wasn't good at events when one of my events, we did an event and we paid the venue lots and lots of money. And they forgot to put water out at one of these events, and these are breastfeeding moms. And I got a lot of criticism, and it hurt not just my pocket, but it hurt my self-esteem. And that's when it changed to a podcast. And at the time I said to myself, I'm not really good at these events things. I really just want to support the story. I just want to do the story. It changed for me from the one game to the other when I'm recording all these moms and they're telling their support stories, and the guy who's in the recording studio ups my fees and it becomes unaffordable.
Mm.
And I say to myself, okay, I need a new way of doing this. And that's when we realized that, first of all, we need to put values down for this project. Like any family, we put values down for the business. And one of the things I said to myself is, Parent and Baby Brunch will stay subscription free. It will stay accessible to people in Ghana, Nigeria, America, South Africa, Africa, wherever people are listening. I don't want people to pay to download or click here to subscribe. I really don't need that. I just want the information to be free and accessible. And when I realized that my recording studio is upping his fees, I said to him, I can't afford this anymore. And we went into a little bit of a break. And when Jacaranda FM asked me for the emptieth time to move down to Joburg again to come and support their programming department, I said to them, I've got this podcast and we're still in production. Can we use your studios? And that solved it for me. And since then, we've had many support partners. The team that works, yes, they get paid. I don't draw a salary because there isn't any. We are subscription free. And we get to provide information to people. And that is what makes me wake up in the morning and celebrate.
In a time when the media and media houses are so focused on the bottom line, because they are.
Yeah.
And you've got entire whole stories that are so incredibly important that you can't access because there's a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
To offer information for free is the biggest gift that you can give the world.
Thank you for saying that. But don't think, as someone with a side hustle, passion or purpose or dream, that other people are not going to take your dream and run with it. And you've experienced this.
Yeah.
What is incredible, though, is, you know, I get up again. I live for purpose. So it's not something that's going to derail or distract me. I remember when we registered Baby Club. It was many, many years ago. And we still own the domain in case you want to buy it.
Offers will be made.
And we were, Parent and Baby Brunch, were one of the first, I can safely say this, we were the first support network in South Africa that made it okay to talk about breastfeeding, parenting, motherhood, not just in the workplace and online, but as a whole in South Africa. We were one of the first. And what was wonderful is that after that, corporate houses, brands, they started launching internal mother support programs, and that's great. And we still own Baby Club if you want to. But what is wonderful is that, you know what, when you do something good and someone else wants to do something good too, job done.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a, but our content is better than, my content is better than yours, better than yours.
She was just in South Africa.
I know, yeah. Right?
But I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? So it was never about that. But it was just cool for me that we could say, we didn't get any of these big sponsors or people that wanted to take us along with them. We've always had smaller support partners that just really believed in the content. But did we change something in the world? Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. What is one of the biggest lessons you've learned from an interview that you've had over the last decade? Something that you didn't know before. Something that you found really interesting and that maybe our listeners and our viewers might relate to.
So I've learned two things, and I never thought of this, but that as a mom, right, or as anyone that preaches something, like let's say you are a preacher of holy words. You can only be a preacher of holy words if you practice the holy words. And I think living my purpose as Parent and Baby Brunch has made me a phenomenal parent, because I can't preach all these amazing content and listen to all these wonderful experts. Brent, I can't tell you, the most insightful conversations I've had was around psychology and psychiatry. And there's so many people in the world that wants to help everyone. And I go home and I practice these things that I preach, and I keep telling my kids, I'm the best mom in the world. And they go, no, you're not. I'm like, you guys have it too good. It's because I'm the only one that you know. That's why. But that's the one thing that I've learned. And the other thing is, and you'll realize this one day if you still have a desire to have a baby. And that is why I say that we make content for humans, not just for parents. Your mom Your mother. We need to thank our mothers.
Oh, every day.
Your mother will and has done everything in her power to protect you and to love you. No matter how wrong you think she has been or have been ever in your growing up years. And you need to just treat her like a queen.
Just, you're going to make me cry.
I mean that.
I love my mom so much.
And I love your mom.
Oh, I love your mom.
Thank you.
And I think that as moms, they are our backbone. They are our rock. They are there for us when we need them the most. And I'm so thankful. I lost my dad.
Sorry, I
don't even know 13, 14. I forget the timeline. And I spoke about this before, but losing him made me realize how incredibly important my mom is.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great lesson. That's an incredibly beautiful lesson that everybody could learn from.
I can speak about this for 100,000 hours. Like if ever you were wondering why you were born, right, and you don't have significance, just remember you were attached to a mommy long, long ago. And when you were born, we were all happy that you were here. Like everyone rejoiced. Everyone was happy. The nurses were like, oh, wow, you came out okay and your toes are here. And your mom was so happy when you were born. I can guarantee you that. Like it happened, you know. Like if you ever have any doubt that the world is not sure about you. When you were born, the world knew that they needed you. And you were attached to a mommy, and when you were born, that mommy was so happy. She was so happy to see you.
That's powerful.
Yeah, she was.
That's powerful. Tell me, so you've just done this mini series on bereavement, mm-hmm. which you were incredibly passionate about. It was tough. It was tough.
Yeah.
Because we had to deal with grief, we had to speak, and everybody's lost.
Yeah.
Everybody's lost something.
Something or someone, something. Yeah.
What was that like, sort of going through that series and making it real?
Do you know what's hard? And as an interviewer, I never think it will happen to me. You know? It's the same as sitting here. I'm never interviewed. I'm always the one on the other
side. Whenever I see you and I've come on the show, then I'm on the other side of the mic.
Exactly. You're it, you know? It was hard because we are telling stories about real people here.
Yeah.
So bereavement, the mini series within Parent and Baby Brunch was hard for those reasons. It's the same as when you talk about sensory issues in children, you know? It's an issue until that mom has got some kind of clarity or confirmation or even a diagnosis. You are unsure and always in doubt until there's some kind of reassurance in anything in life. Mm. You see? So we're gonna do one on marriage. Someone said to me, Ilana, what about marriage? And I said, okay, that's support for parents, you know. If the marriage is not a liquor, then the kids suffer a lot, you know. We've all separated or had a breakup of some sort or a divorce. We can relate.
Someone in our family or...
Yeah. And so there's a lot of trauma that goes around that, not just for children, but for people. So our next mini-series within Parents and Baby Brunch is going to be about marriage. And believe it, we have looked long and hard. It is extremely hard to find the right expert when you are dealing with something that is true. Like, we can't mess around.
Yeah.
You know, we've had people that came, that came to the fore that said, we'll do it. But they only have one side of the holy side of marriage. You know, they haven't really lived or studied or experienced the rest. So I need to be very careful as to who we appoint in order to educate, teach, and support our audiences. Yeah.
Well, that's what you said. It's the responsibility. You've got this responsibility. It was fun. It then became a real thing. And now you've got this massive responsibility where I'm sure a lot of people look to you for this advice. And I know, and they're waiting for that next series. They're waiting for the next conversation.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful thing you've created.
Thank you.
It's
very
really
much.
Beautiful.
So have you. Good things, guy. So
this is your interview.
Oh, sorry. I must say nothing. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
Very
My grandmother
much.
Always said, when someone compliments you, you just
thank
say,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ilana, I want to know, so you've just told us marriage is next, not your marriage, you're already married.
I'll marry him again.
And the car, I want another wedding. Let's do it.
Have a wedding again. I dreamt about my husband last night. I never dream. And I dreamt last night that we were at a wedding. We were attending someone else's wedding, and we were in this amazing apartment. And we ran late for the wedding because, you know.
Oh.
Oh, I'm blushing.
As you do. But if you do another wedding, best you invite me because I'd love
will
to
you
be there.
My best man?
Yes!
No, wait.
So you got your bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And your husband's got the best men.
Yeah.
Right?
Can you be the good guy?
I'll be the good guy, but I'm going to be, of course I'll be the good guy, but I'm going to be on your side of the retinue.
Like a bridesmaid.
Instead of a bridesmaid, I'm going to be the vibes maid.
Whoa.
The vibes maid.
Okay, guys, so I got myself a vibes maid.
The vibes maid.
Look at you.
Ilana, I am so excited. Oh, that's what I was asking you. What's next? So you got the marriage. You got the marriage miniseries.
You want to know what's inside Parent and Baby Brunch?
Well, what's next for...
Listen, we have recorded... we have never stopped. 10 years of recordings and we're still going. So we're going to do marriage and then... There's because we live in an interesting... I'm going to sound like those corporate giants now. We live in a world filled with digital influence and AI.
Mm-hmm.
So it never stops for us, you know? The human aspect of life will always be there.
Yes.
And so no matter what we are surrounded by, we'll always need the human aspect to bring support. So we will keep being that because you can ask ChatGPT and AI for many things, but we need you to raise a child. Yeah. So... we'll be there to hold your hand throughout the way.
Oh, that's so exciting. If people want to get more information, if they want to get the podcast, if they want to listen to you at midday, just before midday on Jacaranda FM, where do they find you? Where do they get all this?
It's so easy. At Ilana Africa, Africa with a K, and babybrunch.co.za. We are, South Africa's number one parenting podcast, and we're ready to serve you.
That's it. I've just had South Africa's number one parenting podcast host on the show with me. Ilana Africa is a talented storyteller. If you don't listen to her, tune in. Jacaranda FM is both available.
What's my time slot? Do you remember?
Well, I was there at like 9 or 10 or 11
well
or
done.
12.
Between 9 and 12.
Yes, I got it right.
Otherwise, you can see us on goodthingsguy.co.za.
But yeah, tune in and listen to the podcasts. And
God bless you. I hope that you stay well and that it always goes well with you and your business. And when you're not sure, look to the people around you who support you because they love you so much. And when you're not sure about your next, all right, we will always be there to remind you of how we all got together to do this. So you also grow and thrive and earn.
I love it.
I want you to earn lots of money it. One
can,
day.
Can I just...
I want to go in your suitcase when you go on those fancy holidays.
I've told you you're coming anyway. So the next one...
In your suitcase?
Not in the suitcase.
Okay.
You can be on the seat next to me. I'm bring
like
your
on
husband.
The side.
Bring the kids.
The side hustle.
We're going to... I'll bring side Andrew. Line. We'll just go. It'll be great. I think that message was actually for you. So if you heard that... it's exactly what you should listen to. If you lose your way, remember the people that are there for you. And go check out Parent and Baby Brunch. It's not just for parents and babies. It's for humans. I love the fact that my mommy and I came from her. And just all these good things we spoke about today.
Call your mom.
I'm going to call her right now. You should call your mom. You should call your mom. It's been great. We'll be back next week with another incredible guest. Let's hope they've got big shoes to fill after Ilana, but I'm sure they'll do it. It's been fantastic hanging out with you. My name is Brent Lindekew, and we're done. Okay, love you. Bye.